Hello and welcome to the third episode of our new series, The UK Immigration Debate, where we discuss all things immigration. My name is Ali Zaidi and I'm a senior UK immigration solicitor from leading human rights law firm Zaidi Solicitors. Please take note that all information discussed in this podcast is for information and discussion purposes only and is not formal legal advice about immigration law and should not be viewed as such. If you require further legal assistance, please go to the Law Society website for advice and consulting a specialist UK immigration solicitor. Today we will be discussing the introduction of the controversial right to rent checks. From the 1st of February 2016, new right to rent checks will be introduced for private landlords in England. This new policy makes it mandatory for landlords to check a new tenant's UK immigration status prior to renting out properties. If a landlord fails to check a prospective tenant's immigration status, they may be liable to a fine of up to £3,000 per tenant. This right to rent policy was first introduced in the Immigration Act 2014. The right to rent checks makes it necessary for landlords to check the immigration status of tenants, and this involves physically checking the tenant's valid passport, visa, or biometrics residence permit card, and also to make copies to ensure compliance. The government's right to rent policy is flawed and fails to take into account that landlords are not legally qualified and do not possess the relevant expertise to ascertain a prospective tenant's true immigration status. Also, what if a tenant's personal circumstances have changed? For example, a tenant may have entered the UK on a spouse visa and was granted an initial period of 2 years and 6 months. However, the tenant's marriage to his or her British national spouse has irretrievably broken down, and therefore it is necessary for the tenant to inform the Home Office of their change of circumstances. In this situation, the Home Office may decide to cancel the tenant's visa, and therefore the visa period as stated on the visa or biometrics residence permit card is no longer valid. Therefore, the landlord in this situation would not be aware of this crucial information unless specifically disclosed by the tenant. Also, if a landlord directly contacts the Home Office with a view to ascertaining a tenant's true immigration status, also this information would not be disclosed due to client confidentiality. Therefore, the landlord's hands are tied and their checks are limited to reviewing physical documents and blind faith that a tenant's visa is hopefully still valid. The Home Office have also introduced a landlord checking service for landlords to check a tenant's right to rent. This service may be used when a tenant has an application pending consideration with the Home Office or they're waiting for an appeal hearing date or an appeal decision from the tribunal. The details of the service have yet to be provided. However, in practice, this service is likely to fail. The reason for that is because the Home Office are an extremely disorganised organisation where you have different departments and sections which appear not to communicate with each other. So because they lack the cohesion and they do not liaise with each other, it would be difficult for such a real-time service to work. Let me give you an example. As an immigration solicitor, if I were to contact the Home Office and try and ascertain the progress of an application or the progress of representations I may have submitted, it is unlikely I would get a real-time response. I would usually get, if we were to call or a letter, we would get a response by letter, if we're lucky, maybe in 6 weeks or so. Or if we called, you know, we would need to call back. We would not get a real-time response. And I think this service they're trying to introduce requires a real-time response So for a landlord would need to know exactly at that point, yes, this tenant has a status in the UK, and yes, I can rent it, this property out to him. So I think, in essence, I think this service, in theory, it's a very good idea, but in practice, it's just not workable. The Labour Party have stated that the right to rent policy will cause everyday racism and create a hostile environment for illegal immigrants. Also, it will create widespread racism in the UK housing market. I would agree with this point of view. I think if a landlord had a choice between somebody who had status in the UK, for example, British passport holder, European passport holder, they would give them preference over someone who has maybe limited status or who may be black, Asian, Arab looking. Because unfortunately, the way this rent service has been created, it basically, you know, it basically places the landlord in a very difficult position, because they obviously want to comply with the new rules. So the safest bet for them would be to rent it out, rent their properties out to a person that they perceive as a safe bet. And therefore, you know, we have an element of ethnic profiling. And I think that would be extremely damaging to the housing market. The Home Office's response to this criticism from the Labour Party has been predictable. And they have stressed that the rent checks should not be made on a non-discriminatory basis. I suppose the rent checks, in a sense, are modern equivalent to the old racist slogans. No dogs, no blacks, and no Irish. How sad that we are returning to the bad old days of direct racism in the UK, where black people would be stopped and questioned for no apparent reasons. I suppose many would argue that this problem still exists in certain urban areas of the UK. This new policy that they plan to introduce in February is clearly racist, and ethnic profiling is alive and kicking. The Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants has conducted its own research that proves that the right to rent policy encourages racism. So therefore, in summary, the right to rent policy is another step towards the creation of a Big Brother state and the drive towards the ultimate goal, which is the reduction of net immigration in the UK. You have been listening to the UK immigration debate, and please subscribe to this episode on iTunes to ensure you get automatic notification when we release any new episodes. If you have an urgent UK immigration matter, please contact Zaidi Solicitors on 0207 416 6673 or 01582 431 333. Or alternatively, go to our website at www.ukimmigrationsolicitors.com. Remember to tune in again next week to our new podcast series, The UK Immigration Debate. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.